League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Sunglasses on.
Take the sunglasses off.
Why are you being cool, guy?
It's so bright out.
No, it's not.
It's so fucking bright outside. I actually need to fucking... I can't see in here. I'm hungover as fuck. I can't... It's too bright outside.
What did you do last night, Kyle?
You don't know that. Do you want to know what I actually did?
Yeah.
I had 6 steak tacos and a tuna tostada.
From that new place?
No, from Marisco's.
What's that?
The one with the ceviche. We tried to go for Sarah's birthday.
It's delicious, Mitch. Oh, you have to try it.
It's so fucking good. So hold on a second.
What?
What do we have on the...
Are we doing this right away? Okay, let's do it right away because...
We might have
first off, hi guys. My name's Mitch and I'm new to the show.
Mitch is new to the show, but Mitch is what? This is your 6th episode, maybe?
Maybe. 4th.
But we love to have you.
This is the 4th episode?
Maybe. 4th.
4th. Who's got it?
I did with Sam 2 last.
You guys can keep talking.
Okay, we got donuts from Peter Pan Donuts and Bake Shop.
Peter Pan Donuts Bake Shop.
Peter Pan Donuts. The finest and Polish donuts in all Greenpoint. How is that accent, Veronica?
That was pretty good.
Can you do that whole jingle now in Polish?
Okay, wait. Okay, let's make up the jingle. Ready? He's flying.
He's hungry for sweets.
Peter Pan.
Donuts and bakery.
I feel like it'd be more like I'm not good at that. I can't do that.
Wait, how about you start the bass? You start the bass.
When I walked in the room.
What song is that?
You guys got to keep holding the hums.
That's hard to sing.
On my shoulder, can't find the fountain of youth.
I feel like the Peter Pan jingle would be very like, I feel like it would be really 50s.
Did you?
Twice said P-E-T-R-P-A-N.
There you go.
Peter Pan.
Did you make up those lyrics from before?
I made them up just now.
What did I say? Unbelievable.
Over and over.
Guys, I can't just look at these donuts.
Over I mean, and over. The man on my shoulder can't find the fountain of youth.
Yeah. Penny on my shoulder.
Can't find the fountain of youth.
You love that.
It's crazy how those lyrics just come to you like that.
Dude, I wish there was some air in here. I'm going to die.
Oh, it's I know. So, it's so fucking hot. You asked for a fucking blanket.
That's what I said.
I thought it was going to be cozy with the donut.
I could open the window.
Can't find the fountain of youth. That really killed me. Oh, wait.
Okay, so we got Peter Pan donuts. Let me go over all the flavors.
Yeah, let's see. Us having any excuse to
what has it been? 3 minutes?
They're going to love this, Barb. They're going to love this.
So just in case anyone ever decides to come to Greenpoint,
you got to F with these.
You got to F with these. So we've got
classic. Spider-Man was filmed here. The whole movie.
Classic really? Honey dip.
The entire movie is filmed at Peter Pan donuts. Okay.
That doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, this is all great.
So look, we've got the classic honey dip, which is just, you know, your typical glazed donut.
Why don't you give it a taste?
We've got a
Why
sugar.
Is there only one piece
okay,
of this one?
Just wait.
I'm sure it's for you.
We've got sugar rays here, which is just a sugary donut. Okay. Chocolate frosted with sprinkles, definite classic. This is a red velvet. Not many places have that. It's kind of a cakey feel. It's glazed.
Red velvet is what? Chocolate?
Red velvet is more like, you know, like chocolate, but red, like...
Dye. Yeah.
So it's, but there is some sort of difference from the chocolate flavor. Zach, do you mind looking up what it means to be red velvet?
And then we've got Crueler, and then we got cream cheese.
Wait, what?
I want to try the Crueler.
Is Crueler? Look,
I'll try the Crueler.
Is it delicious?
We'll keep it away from the mic because
I'll try
Crueler
too.
Be
we're all gonna. Okay, ready. Let's all try a bite. You already answered.
Done. Mine's in my mouth. Gone.
Is that the Crueler?
Okay. This is...
No.
I like the cake.
Tim Hortons is way better.
I know.
Honestly,
The Tim Hortons Crueler is ridiculous.
Sorry, Tim Hortons Crueler, but the donuts here are way better.
The Crueler,
Peter Pan donuts. Yeah. The
Tim Hortons Crueler is fucked up.
It's really insane.
That's a really good Crueler, though. I've never been a fan of Cruelers, though.
Yeah. Okay. So Veronica, Mitch and I actually couldn't help ourselves but to eat the cream cheese one already.
Can tell.
So if you want to go ahead and try that one and tell us what you think.
This is my favorite one, so I know this one, but I'll try it.
We know that everybody loves
all
the podcasts.
Yeah, we're smacking in here, so we'll move the mic. So
everyone on the podcast loves a good taste test. They love when we do taste tests on the podcast.
I actually do love taste tests when I watch them. So that's why I don't feel too guilty because I do
love the smack.
Okay, so I want to say that I want... You like the cream cheese one?
It's my favorite one.
What do you taste? What sort of flavors are hitting you? Hold the mic up.
I love the cakiness rather than... I love the cakiness rather than... and I love the crispy crunch.
Yeah.
I love the... it's more cakey rather than... This is more...
It's kind of chewy.
That's doughy, right? Mm-hmm. It's more cakey. That's what I like.
Okay.
What about this red velvet one? How about we all take a piece of that?
What's the word on red velvet, Zach?
The red velvet.
Zach, take that one.
They tried to make it.
You got it.
Zach.
Can you
are you
read?
Okay?
They tried to tenderize the cakes in the 1800s with buttermilk and vinegar, and that made it turn red. But now they add red food coloring to make it more
just
red.
It's chocolate.
It's chocolate, but it's chocolate with vinegar and buttermilk.
So try that.
So there is a bit of a difference.
There is a difference.
I'll try it. My dad's favorite is red velvet. I'm like...
Do you want red velvet? Yeah. Oh, we've all got it.
Yeah.
Zach's allergic to a lot of nuts, so I'm always scared. I think more scared for you than you're scared for yourself.
I know when I'm eating some of the nuts.
That's awesome.
You do or you don't?
I do.
You don't.
I don't
it's really awesome. You guys, red velvet, if you're ever in Greenpoint, New York, and you go to Peter Pan Donuts, red velvet is hitting...
You know what?
I don't know. It's all right to me.
Yeah,
guys.
I agree. It's not for.
But it's just me.
Would you guys mind?
I don't like chocolate donuts. I like chocolate cover. Chocolate dip.
Would you guys mind if I ate this one?
Mm-mm. I haven't tried that one.
Oh, do you like the sprinkles specifically?
How about you guys both have a bite of it?
You can have this one if you want.
No, I just want a bite. Look at me. I'm having a bite because I'm so.
What?
Awesome.
Go ahead and have that.
Generous.
Go ahead and have that.
What?
Please go ahead and have that.
Okay. when you guys talk or something, I'm feeling really shy
well,
right
I'll
now.
Well, I'll take a bite.
You're feeling shy?
Yeah.
Why?
I've realized I'm kind of shy.
These days specifically?
I think I've always been shy. Do you know that?
I do know you're shy.
Yeah.
But you're a freak.
Can I tell you guys? So you're... Do you have like a hometown?
That's really good.
Classic donut spot. Really that's like not that a chain. One. Like obviously, we all love Tim Hortons.
Donuts no. are not that big in Canada.
But no. Tim Hortons, you go to get a donut at Tim Hortons.
No, you don't not, have like a local big, bakery up there.
No, Tim Hortons has really taken over where nobody else like can.
And also, any fancy donut places aren't donuts like this. They're like really over the top.
Like this is very American. Classic donuts.
Like they'd all be the same base of vanilla, and the topping would be the difference.
But truly, it's Tim Hortons. You go like that is. Every day, there's like a box of Timbits, or like not every day, but like
people bring Timbits in every
all
day
all the time.
Because I know Zach back home, he's got Buttercrisp, and I had one growing up that has actually closed. They didn't survive COVID.
Oh no,
which is really annoying.
I'm sorry.
This is like family owned and operated since
that sucks.
I like that one.
Family owned and operated since like the 60s, probably. It's called Benominee Bakery. And they had some of the best donuts in the world, and they didn't survive COVID, and it was devastating for me, and I'm sure for them as well.
Guys, what's
wishing them all the best.
Without bringing down the mood, what's a business that closed during COVID that you, what?
Benominee Bakery.
I was getting sad.
I have one. There's this restaurant that was my favorite restaurant where I grew up, and I think she wanted to close it anyways before, but my mom worked there when she was pregnant with me. It's like my favorite food in the fucking world. It's Middle Eastern food.
What was it called again?
It's Palestinian food. She's Arabesque. It was so fucking good.
Wait, what was it called?
Arabesque. Get it?
Amazing. Like actually amazing. Damn. But
it's actually a really clever name too. Arabesque.
Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know, Barry. No, it was fucking classy. It was like a vibe. Do you know what I mean? And she would, like, we'd go in through the kitchen and we'd just hang out with her, Lucy. It was amazing. But anyways, that was not bring down the mood.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What games?
Let's bring it up.
What games?
Because it's July 4th.
Woo! And this is episode 86.
You will enjoy this show. Ready?
Yeah.
Banana. No, what is it?
No, let's do
bananas. Bananas are least.
Let's do an original.
Okay.
With both the donuts.
So what? Do you know that video?
What video?
We've shown it to you, right?
Yeah, yeah. Fedoras are.
But
awesome.
Should we see it on the show it on
the
pod?
No.
I don't know if we can.
Here we go. Here we
also,
go. Here we go.
Okay.
Keep a beat. No rush. Here we go. Donuts, yum yum. Donuts, yum yum. Donuts, yum yum.
Two, please.
Yum yum.
Two, please.
Yum yum.
Two, please.
Donuts, yum yum.
Two, please.
I want one of each.
Two, please.
Donuts, yum yum.
Two, please.
I want one of each.
Yum yum.
Two, please.
I want one of each.
Yum yum.
Two, please.
Can I get a bite? Can I take you out tonight, honey? Can I have a taste of your cake, honey?
Can I get a sprinkle?
Can I get a sprinkle?
Can I get a sprinkle?
Honey.
Honey.
Can I get a sprinkle?
Can I get a sprinkle?
Honey.
Honey. Yo, let me get one donut, please. I'm gonna get some for my little niece. She likes it when it's super sweet. And I want something neat. Yo, let me get a donut, please. Can I get another one for my niece? She wants one that's super sweet. Let me get another donut, please.
I was thinking, I got an uncle. He gonna bring me donuts now. I'm gonna have a donut now. Oh, got my uncle.
Hey!
I'm gonna donuts now. We're gonna have a party, we're gonna run around.
Ooh, hey! That that's it. Thank you.
Guys, this is episode 86. We have so much merchandise in that link in the bio. Hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell.
Not so much. Come on.
Not so much, but we got a lot.
What? You guys have boxes and boxes. Didn't you guys say you were like struggling to sell your
Mitch, buddy, hey. What?
We have a Patreon link in the bio. If you want to send us something like these cool Funko Pops that have been sent to us before, we've also got an awesome box that you can send them to, and that is going to be 200 Franklin Street. 200 Franklin Street, Unit 103, Box 113, Brooklyn, New York, 11222.
I can't believe you guys gave them their actual address.
It's, if they went there, it's a UPS store. Okay. And yeah, so this is episode 86, you guys.
Woo! Mitch, I have this bit, which I don't know if I've ever told you this, but which I like doing is going, don't eat the donuts.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, I just thought that'd be something. try and do like a line, like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, look out for the puddle.
Yeah, but I'm trying to do like the, like some kind of sci-fi kids movie. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not behind the exterminator.
Not behind the exterminator.
Not behind the exterminator.
You know what? Yeah.
Sci-fi exterminators.
Yeah, a woman finally is confident enough. This is literally why I'm shy.
No, mom, dad, don't go behind
every
the
time-
exterminator.
Shed. What would you say? Go ahead.
I would say this. No, don't pull on the ripcord. And then I fall through the trap door.
Okay.
That's not the right switch.
Or it's like this.
Clement, 14 minutes.
Trap door. Trap door. It's like this. They're in the trap door and there's a button that someone presses. And he goes, no, don't press that. Button.
Yeah.
Look, I have an idea. We are ball playing comic book characters, and we think, don't press up. That was up.
What?
That's how I felt with this. I felt like that was what's inside of me with this conversation.
Mitch, would you host an episode of Nevermind completely by yourself?
It would, if the fans would like that. We play records.
We just play records.
Like,
I mean, for like maybe the next few months, like just buy yourself.
Just buy yourself.
You sell me the podcast.
You've been talking about.
I don't know
wanting
how much it's worth.
One.
Yeah, I start my own podcast.
What do you want to? What would you do if you had one?
What would I do?
It'd be called The Musical Note.
I guess I start a journey with fans odds starting early. A morning show for one. Something I do just for fun. Or maybe I'll have my own talk show sitting plenty high in Rio.
You know what?
I'm like.
Do you remember last summer? Yeah. Last summer, when we were in LA, we were thinking about changing. You were thinking about changing your Instagram name.
No,
remember this?
And I'm so glad I didn't. But it's actually so lame if you guys reflect.
What was it? What was the name?
It was this. It was, guys, you have to change it to Mitch Wood. W-O-U-L-D. Like, yeah, Mitch Wood.
But that would be a good name for a podcast. Or Mitch Please, which is your show.
Mitch Please is kind of funny, but it's also Mitch McConnell's like book or something.
Mitch Please?
Yeah, or a famous Mitch. I don't know if it's his, but like.
Yeah. Zach's going to find out for us.
Pat Jones?
Okay.
It's called Mitch Please.
Oh, Mitch McConnell sold out Kentucky, so it's about him.
He stole that from me because he came to my show at Buddies in Bad Times in 2018. That journalist.
You think so?
There's pictures.
Wait, I think we should do trivia, America Trivia.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So, guys, today is, we are recording on Friday, July 4th.
That's Britain. What would be America?
What is America?
That's Canada. Can we each sing the national anthem? That must be free record.
Okay. Is it? Yeah, it must be by this point.
Here we go.
It is.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light on so broadly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming. Whose bright stripes, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the veil is day.
Go.
You want me to hit this one?
For the ram. Yeah.
I can't hit that.
Go, go.
You got it.
What is it?
You go for it.
What's the note?
For the ram.
For the ram.
Or.
We watch for so gallantly streaming.
Wait, say that again. For
the ram.
Nope, that's not even right.
Yeah, go. For the ram. We watch, yeah. We're so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare,
red
clear, and the rockets red glare.
Oh my God!
The bombs burst in the air. Night, that awful leg was still there.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave
o'er the land of the free.
Dude, our neighbors fucking
are gonna kill.
Hate us after that.
Hate us.
Do they text you?
No.
Never.
They have our numbers, but...
Do you think they're fans?
No.
The people directly below, I know for sure, are not fans.
Yeah. Right, but...
The people who live directly below this noise, I can assure you
there
are...
There are three middle-aged men.
All we've had is pastries today. Like, no protein.
What's up?
All we've had is pastries, no protein.
No protein, dude.
That's good. It's good for you every once in a while. Pastries, no protein. It's a new diet.
It's a new diet. I actually
trivia.
These are in front. If these are in front of me, I'm gonna eat them. Trivia.
Okay, guys.
Zachary's already. Can you use it? Who wants to be a millionaire? Music or anything?
Wait a second.
No, that show's over.
We'll have Connery add some shit in. Connery, cue the game show music.
What Connery do? Squeezes my arm.
All right, Zach.
Okay.
Here's with question number one, and this is how we're gonna do this, guys. Each correct answer gets 1 point.
Invest my water, please. Okay.
Each correct answer gets 1 point.
Can we make it interesting?
You guys at Target?
Awala, if you're watching, let's make a deal. Awala, oh, you're gonna wanna sip of my Awala.
Awala, sticking on my water bottle like a koala.
With a built-in straw, you don't have to hurt your neck if you wanna sip. Just two sips.
Like a little baby, it's easy to sip. A sippy cup, but it's ruining it.
Wait, what the fuck?
Try that. Just don't even tilt. Just like sip it. Try it.
So there's a straw.
He won't. Here's the thing about straws.
But it's different. You don't ever tilt it, ever.
But you can.
Sure. I cleaned it just the other day. Try it. You're going to be changed. That's the best day. I wake up, I go like this. Because that's the Awala. That's the Awala.
That's the Awala way.
Awala water bottles.
I like that one.
Okay, so Zach, go ahead and hit us with question number one.
Okay, question number one.
Send that to me and I'll post that one for Awala. Crickets. I'm sorry, I didn't.
Go ahead and hit us with question number one.
Which city hosted the first official Independence Day celebration on July 4th, 1777?
Well, we did this just before. It's Philadelphia.
No, it's Florida. And the reason I know it's Florida is because I was there and it was 2 days after Disney World opened in 1944, right after the war.
Florida's not a city. Florida's a state.
It is a city.
It's a state, city, and continent.
It's a state, city, and continent all in one. And the thing is,
it's like Australia. No, but it's not a continent, obviously, but it is a city. There's Florida.
You don't know that?
It's a continental province.
It is.
Oh, so I was wrong?
Yeah, and the mayor's an alligator.
Yeah, but Florida is like home, like infamously notorious for like throwing the first Independence Day celebration because they also hosted it at the zoo.
Yeah. Oh, really? The Florida Zoo?
Yes. And then there was the shooting. Zoo.
But like.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Which changed everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's when Samsonites came back. That's when we got a rise of like Pickle Fox. Which is like the fourth like epidemic to ever like wipe out an entire like house.
It's called Pickle Fox?
Pickle Box. Yeah, I jumped over my words.
Not Pickle Pox? Pickle Box?
Pickle Pox, sorry.
Pox.
Because it comes from like the vinegar or the fermentation and pickles or something. It comes from like the way they make pickles or something.
Yeah.
Wow. I think it's something to do with the...
I think it was... Holy shit. It was the lack of cells was the... Because pickles, to pickle means to ferment, which means...
To remove the cells.
To remove the cells. So when that was happening...
Interesting.
It mostly, and this is actually terrible, mostly wiped out children.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. So...
But wasn't there like a cap or something like after their 8th birthday? Because there was like, and this is true, they say there's like some supernatural like fortune teller curse. Like there was a fortune teller in like the town like who like set this thing on like it will only affect children up until they're 7.
Yeah.
But then after that, they're like free unless their like dad had committed adultery or some like weird something.
In Florida, Florida specifically.
Yes.
Yep. Whoa.
Anyways, next question.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. The more you know.
Next question. Which founding father famously said, "Give me liberty or give me death"?
Oh,
I think I know this, but
Thomas Jefferson.
Close.
I don't know. It was Thomas Elias, who
you're mixing up. No, it wasn't Thomas Elias.
Was it his son?
It's his son.
Ah, okay.
Adam Elias.
What?
And yes,
44th president.
He said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Was that it?
Not 44th. Yeah. Sorry, 31st.
Whoa.
Which one?
He said, "Give me liberty or give me death," because he wasn't allowed in Stonewall. So that was like when this was like 2 weeks after the first brick, and that president tried to get in. He
really?
Said, yes. And he like kind of fought for the.
And this
revolution.
Was right before Rushmore. Or right after.
Yeah,
Rushmore.
No, you're right. You would have. You, I think you're accurate.
He was
right before.
He was really upset that he didn't get on.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
he was not
the
one
movie
of the,
or the.
He had a meeting with them and everything. No, on the meeting.
He
got like screen tested. He had like a meeting. Yes. They photographed.
They
him
signed
for, like,
the contract. He knew how much he was going to make, and then they X'd it.
Adam Elias.
Yes.
Adam Elias. Whoa. Who came really close to being on Mount Rushmore. Yep. But I think like hopefully, I don't know, they're going to like maybe add him this year or something.
And where is Mount Rushmore?
Isn't it in Vegas?
No, it's in South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vegas.
Oh.
I think it's in Vegas.
I mean, you guys seem to know. That's crazy.
I think it's in Vegas.
I guess it's in Vegas, yeah.
Vegas?
Yeah, that one.
Vegas.
I'm not going to say that, but yeah.
Whoa.
Why? F-E-G-A-S. Vegas.
Vegas.
Oh,
that's crazy. Leave it to the Canadians to know so much about U.S. history. That's crazy.
Next, Zach.
Give me a buzz. Zach, a buzz.
In history, how many presidents have died on July 4th?
On July 4th? Oh, three.
Name them.
Um,
For real.
Kennedy, JFK, Millard Fillmore, and Buchanan.
It's close.
Wait. Fillmore, Pantaja.
Yep. For sure.
Who was the first princess president? And Outlet. President Outlet.
Outlet. Who created, infamously invented the Outlet, of course.
Yeah. Wait, hold on, hold on, hold on.
What?
Who's President the second Outlet? One?
Pantaja.
Who is that?
Princess Pantaja,
Princess
remember?
Pantaja, come on.
Her he dad visited like, her yeah. dad visited from Egypt and like she was
yeah.
she became like, the president thing for where 2 weeks. Like,
he doesn't do the women thing.
No, no, I just it's crazy.
Princess Pantaja was the president from March 14th, 1961 to March 14th, 1971, because her contract was only a year.
64.
Infamously, 71, that's 10
infamously
years.
Her contract 64. Was a year, and she yeah. should have had. She should have been on a 3-year contract, but she only got it for the year. But because she was a princess from Egypt, they didn't.
Interesting.
They didn't.
So this was, I guess, then before they do like a 4-year term, because the terms are only 4 years.
So she yeah. specifically had negotiated. This is like funny.
This is yeah. This is infamous. This is, so, yeah. so her she negotiated the contract herself because she was studying. What was she
saying? Linguistics?
No, law. She was studying law. Oh. So she
and she was a good lawyer.
Yes, she was. So she
came
freed
in, Monroe and Kennedy.
She's the first.
Speaking of Kennedy,
woman to look at a contract back then, and then also negotiated it herself. But then her father came in and said, "No, no, no."
There's a famous picture of her. Da Vinci took it. That famous picture of her looking at a
paper. He took the photo?
Yes, he took the photo.
Looking at the picture of her looking at a contract, the first woman to ever look at a contract.
No way.
And Da Vinci took the photo, and then he developed it at Kodak. And that's why Kodak became...
That's why Kodak became...
Became Kodak.
Kodak.
Whoa.
Yes.
This is crazy.
Cat Kodak.
I'm learning so much today. This is awesome. I was not ready for this.
I can do this forever. I love history.
Okay.
I love it.
I guess one more, Zach. Yeah.
Maybe okay. a couple more.
A couple, sure.
What do you got, a rush?
No, no, no. I'm in a rush.
Oh, we're learning.
Where was the Declaration of Independence stored during World War II?
The, top left corner.
I think it was maybe in somewhere in Maryland. Wait, in what? In World War II?
World War II. It was stored somewhere.
Oh, in the Pentagon.
Top left corner. Zach is pointing at me. I'm right. It's top
what
left
is it?
Corner.
Of what?
You remember top left corner.
What is that?
It's a top left corner. There's a song about
it's
it.
It's like top left corner. It's like that area between Dakota and Washington. That's like that, like sweet spot.
Oh,
like the river.
Because there's a song about the top left corner, right?
How's
you,
that?
You didn't learn it in school. We learned it in when we learned about American
really?
History. We learned this. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never learned this.
Top left corner
is where the Independence Declaration lives.
Top left corner is where the Declaration of Independence lives.
Whoa. This is crazy. Is that right, Zach?
It lives and breathes.
It lives in the... So it was in the top left corner during World War II.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Top
wow.
left corner... Top left corner is where the Declaration of Independence lives.
They must have
seek for yourself.
They must have written this in the 50s.
Yeah.
No. It's after World War II.
Yes, it was the 50s.
During World War II.
Was
well,
it not?
But the
yeah,
song.
You're right. 51. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
It was the 50s. You're right on that, Kyle. Okay. That's the first thing you've gotten right in a while.
What is the name of the man who made a midnight ride to Lexington, Massachusetts, and what was he doing on his ride?
Wait. Say this.
I love this story. This is one of my favorites.
Let me try to guess this before you guys do it. What's the question again?
What is the name of the man who made a midnight ride to Lexington, Massachusetts, and what was he doing on his ride?
Okay. I think his name is... Is it John Philbin? No, fuck.
People are going to be commenting this like crazy right now. They're like, no, John Philbin.
No, it wasn't John Philbin, the actor.
Well, on the ride.
Yeah, John Philbin, the dad from My Clock.
Philbin.
I know, John Philbin was literally on the sitcom My Clock, which played for 4 years.
It's a different one, I guess. And he, on the ride, he was playing solitaire. No, or is that wrong?
I'm not seeing that.
Kyle, you did get one thing correct.
Okay.
He was a master of solitaire, but okay. he wasn't doing that on the
brain. That's not what he was doing on the brain. Everyone knows
what's
what
his name?
Doing. Well, not John Philbin. Or what did you say?
I said John Philbin.
Not John Philbin.
John Philbin?
From My Clock, which is anime. I was literally obsessed with that show, My Clock.
Okay. So then what was the guy's name? Say it together.
Okay.
We will
say at the same time.
Okay.
Three,
two, one. Mark Bon. There he is.
There he is, John Philbin from My Clock, the TV show.
Sorry, what's his name again? Mark what?
Bon. Mark Vaughn. V-A-U-G-H-A-N.
Yes. Mark Vaughn.
Mark yes. Bon.
Bon.
Oh.
Vaughn, are you saying Bon or
Vaughn? No. B-A-U. It's B-A-U. Well,
I'm sorry.
She changed
Bon.
It.
I'm
Bon.
Sorry.
B-A-U-N?
B-A-U-G-H-N.
Yes. Oh, it's one of those names Bon. That's like, the V is kind of pronounced
no,
like a
B. No,
V.
No.
There was a, when he crossed.
Yeah.
He did a signature and people couldn't. Some people say Bon, some people say Vaughn because the V looked like a B.
But the birth certificate is.
And what Bon was he doing? And do you want to know what he was doing?
He didn't have a birth certificate.
Do you guys know what he was doing though?
What was he doing?
Infamously?
Yes. I mean, okay, yes.
Eating Raising Cane's.
Crossing.
Really?
Yeah.
He was putting his Raising Cane's tender chicken finger on top of the Texas toast.
Yes.
Folded.
Then
dipped
in
the
sauce. Then he would take it.
And it was so salty and hot and amazing.
Yeah.
And then he would eat some of the crinkle cut fries and then down it with a sweet tea.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he was doing that like maybe in about an hour and a half.
Whoa, that was his ride. And what does that have to do with the 4th of July?
Because it was on 4th of July.
Oh, duh.
Okay, one more.
I'm so dumb, I'm sorry.
Okay, one more.
Bro, my toes are yellow and I they're like dead men's feet. Like, look.
Why? Do I want to look? Oh, no.
What's the next question, Zach?
Mustard's on my
team. Which document officially ended the Revolutionary War?
Which document, and what
year was it?
Okay.
The end of the Revolutionary War.
The Bill of Rights. In...
Close.
It's not right?
It's close.
No, it's the Bill of Deeds and Punishment.
Yeah.
Dude,
Written in 2004, I believe.
Yeah.
Is that right, Zach?
What was the other question? Just so I...
That was it.
What was it?
The
Bill of Deeds and Punishment.
What is the Bill of Deeds and Punishment?
Well, there is a story.
If you commit a good deed more than twice, then you are subject to punishment for the next three. Like, and it's to stop people from like interfering with like police. It's like there was this vigilante epidemic where people were like defending crime themselves. So they create a deed of punishment.
Whoa.
Which is unless you're saving the life of somebody, if you're committing a deed that's interfering with police, you can. Be subject to punishment like whatever. And with punishment,
sometimes punishment is truly
because people think this law is so crazy. Punishment can literally mean like an actual slap on the wrist, so, like truly, like a real slap on the wrist by like a cop,
or detention, or like
really?
being put.
If you go to school, detention, but if you don't go to school, detention.
But timeout.
They literally call it like timeout. Like they
the nickname
like,
was timeout, but it was
you
like a
kid.
A professional.
Dude. My nickname was timeout in high school.
Was it?
Yeah, timeout.
Because what?
Because like I need to like take timeouts by myself. Just like cool. Like,
I'll tell you
timeout
what.
Over there.
Really? Is this real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I was paying attention in history class because I don't know any of
this
stuff.
That's okay. We just taught you guys.
Can I have a sip of your coffee?
It's not real.
What do you mean?
It's decaf.
I know I had that too.
Yeah.
Okay. Still caffeine and decaf, eh?
Not much.
But there is caffeine. It's
like
impossible
literally
to get
a point.
Rid of it. Yeah. No, like
a point.
A little more than a point. Like there actually is like caffeine content.
Really? Then I love that.
I guess that you guys win then, however
Thanks
we were scoring, because
Of course. And that's the end of our episode.
That was crazy. End of our episode.
I'm just kidding.
Today's episode is brought to you by ZocDoc.
As many of you know, I have an incredible gum graft journey. And so I needed another gum graft. And I found my doctor on ZocDoc and was in there and had the surgery within like a week. And I love my doctor. She's incredible. I found my other family physician.
Primary care doctor.
Primary care doctor through ZocDoc. I truly use it quite often.
That's right. And ZocDoc makes it super easy to find a doctor right now. You would probably be able to find a doctor and book an appointment before the end of this ad. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment.
Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/nevermind to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today.
That's ZocDoc.com/nevermind. ZocDoc.com/nevermind. And now, back to the episode.
Guys, we saw a play.
That's the end of the game. They won.
See the play.
No, we saw one together. A musical, Broadway.
Dead Outlaw. Yeah, and it just closed.
I know. It was really.
It was awesome.
It was fun. It was a really fun.
It was awesome. It was so
good. And that's a real story.
Yeah.
Can I have a sip of your coffee?
Kyle, you loved it too.
I did like it a lot. And I also really. Zach, you would like this actually. I don't know if you know this. Do you know, what was the guy's name in it? Ernie.
That mama's dead. Jesus is dead.
In the 1800s,
killed a man in Maine. Remember that? How good was he doing that?
There was this guy who was an outlaw in Maine, and he committed some crimes, whatever. He ended up dying. He got killed, and then the guy that embalmed his body, no one came to claim him, and so he was like, "Well, I don't know what to do with this body." And he kept it embalmed. And then people were coming to see it. Like they wanted to like see this guy who was like a notorious outlaw. And then the embalmer, the guy at the morgue, kept him like essentially mummified and embalmed for like years and years and years. And would like pay, people would pay to come and see him, this like dead outlaw, basically.
There's a photo of the guy?
There is a photo.
I've seen.
It's actually a really crazy story.
It's so cool.
That's him.
Yeah, so the guy like was like that on stage for like truly an hour, Zach. It was crazy.
It was wild.
Oh. And his eyes were open.
And he was, it wasn't even blinking. Mm-hmm. He was like,
this guy?
Yep, yeah. That's him.
So good. Andrew, I think his last name is Durand, I think. I know his name is Andrew.
Based on a true story though. Crazy. I really enjoyed it.
It was awesome.
I thought the live band playing a character into the part, like once
the narrator
became one of the characters. That was really awesome. And I also thought he was really good, that guy.
Do you guys want to see a musical? What musical do you want to see that's on Broadway? Can we open up?
Everything's closing.
Can you tell me what musicals are playing right now, Zach? And we can pick a musical we should all see together.
Zach, have you been to Broadway at all?
I saw Wicked when I was a kid.
Did you love it?
It
was sick. Yeah, it was awesome.
Veronica, we have to go see Wicked again. You've never seen it.
I've never seen it. Everything's closing this summer. Boop just closed.
No, I don't think it's closed yet.
And Juliet. I don't know. Is this for real?
Yeah, Juliet. Yes, that's a real one.
And Juliet's playing. No, but this says Boop.
You say Boop is still playing. Boop is still playing.
Right?
It was so good, though. Yeah, but go see it if you can.
Aladdin.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's like staples.
The Book of Mormon. Buena Vista Social Club. Cabaret. Yeah.
Buena Vista Social Club is supposed to be amazing. Cabaret, Ibn Ozel, and Orville Peck.
Call me Izzy?
I don't know what that is. Oh, that's Gene Smart.
Oh, yeah.
From Hacks. Yeah.
Chicago.
Classic.
Death Becomes Her.
So good.
The Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
Gypsy.
Amazing.
Hadestown, Hamilton, Harry Potter, Hell's Kitchen, John Proctor is a villain. There's a lot of shit.
I want to see John Proctor.
Yeah, it's so hard to get tickets. The hottest ticket in town.
Why?
It's an amazing new play. It's like everyone loves it.
Play? Not
a
play.
I might be able to get us.
Oh, Mary.
Amazing.
Amazing.
So let me ask you guys this. Of everything that's on there right now, what are the ones that have been
Stranger Things
running just
straight? No,
forever?
Let's go see. Isn't Stranger Things
Book of
amazing?
Mormon. Yeah, Stranger Things. I saw. I'd see that again.
Is it amazing?
Yeah, you'd love it.
Like it's actually so good.
Yeah.
What's been running?
I actually would want to see that.
See it today.
Book of Mormon's been running for a while.
Book of Mormon, Wicked, Lion King,
Aladdin.
Aladdin.
I've seen Aladdin posters like forever. I feel like.
Yeah, Aladdin's been here forever.
Yep. You play a really great genie.
Me?
You would be really good.
Will you sing You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me?
I'd come out of the thing and go, whoa! Okay, Aladdin, you've got 3 wishes. I'll take the first one. I wish you would get the hell out of my face.
One thing out of the bread. No, wait, what's the, you know, what's the sound?
Gotta get one chump head of the bread line, one sword head of the smokes. These guys can't appreciate I'm broke. I mean, that's just all of them.
You know, we got flagged last time.
We did? What? Did we actually?
For what?
For singing a song.
Which one?
I don't remember.
George Shrinks.
Well, we actually did. We were talking the whole episode. That actually was a thing. We were talking the whole episode about like we can't play song.
I knew it was happening when it was happening. I was like,
we played the George Shrinks one. We played it on the thing, and we got flagged for it.
Do you think it was George Shrinks for real?
It was. It says it. It'll tell you what the song is.
No way.
It doesn't just like flag.
I was kidding.
And was it deleted?
I was kidding.
No, Connery, I think, edited it to not have the song in it. Or I don't know what he.
Oh,
I was joking.
Good.
But it was George Shrinks for sure.
I saw a movie last night.
George Shrinks.
That's not how it goes. It goes,
George Shrinks, he's called. Yeah, but not a blind. George Shrinks. George Shrinks.
Oh,
George Shrinks. George Shrinks. There he is. George Shrinks. That's our guy. George Shrinks.
George Shrinks. His pose is sick.
You got me, never, never.
I love it. Oh, Love Island, I'm caught up on. Are you? No.
Just burped in the mic.
You're not even.
Are you watching Love Island at all?
No.
Are you?
Bro.
Oh, my God.
Everyone's all, like, overwhelmed by it.
It's really overwhelming.
My friend texted me saying that she was, like, triggered by it.
I'm triggered. I was triggered.
Why?
I think we've all been hurt at some point in our lives where.
What happened in the episode?
She's a bit strange, a little bit, but she's had a great character arc where. She went a little crazy cuckoo, but then learned from it, like at the beginning, then has been like pretty chill.
She's been chill.
And these girls, like clearly they were playing girl code this whole time. And then like they flipped it on her where she, whatever, made out with, like on a challenge. Like also these girls like have been hooking up with their friends, boyfriends too, and trying stuff like.
Not boyfriends.
Whatever.
Couples.
Like a lot of double standards going on here. And so then the second she did something kind of wrong, they like really latched onto it.
Totally.
And totally.
What'd
like,
she do?
She, and a challenge. Like it was like a sexy challenge, like get your heart rates up. So everyone was making out with everyone's partners. And she brought one of this girl's not even closed off with this guy. She brought him on the ground and then like did like stripper moves on him and like made out with him like hardcore. But it was like.
It's a challenge.
Fine.
The idea is to
challenge.
Get your heart rate up.
You know what I mean? Like, she's also, like, not... She's never been, like, war closed off,
yeah,
ever.
Yeah.
So, and then also, mind you, someone who was almost closed off...
Is everyone on this girl's side right now, like, online?
Everyone's
and stuff?
On Hood's side.
On her side. Like, yeah, they're, like, standing up for her of, like... Mm-hmm. Of just complete double standards and the second... They were just looking for a reason to not like her and to ice her out. And it was brutal. She'd be having breakfast and then... Her like this girl's friends would come and sit with her, and she'd be like, "I'm really sorry. Like, I feel really sad." And she'd be like, "Anyways, talk to you later." And she would just get up and stop talking to her. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just completely ice her out, and she'd just sit there crying, and it was brutal. And she just kept being like, "I'm sorry. That will never happen again." I like she wasn't even arguing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they were like, "We're not talking to you. You're not our friend. You're not a girl's girl." It was always girl's girl was the. Was the language. Mm. And anyways, it was just like really, I think they're all going crazy in there, obviously. But yeah. And then now.
Do you guys watch any other reality shows?
Of course. My show is Sister Wives. I love Sister Wives deeply. It's my favorite show.
I just watched Survivor. That's it.
Survivor.
1,000 Pound Best Friends.
1,000 Pound Sisters. Okay. We have some people to thank, everybody.
Woo! Oh, it's my favorite part of the episode.
All
Connery,
right, everybody.
You, that mother
music. And if you want to continue with us, we're going to do a bonus episode on Patreon right after this. Here we go.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Connor, cue that music.
I got a drunk. He's here again.
No.
He's been... I caught him with a bottle in his hand. Empty.
Okay. Men! We have to get ready for battle. We've got to. What? We've got to. Gear up. Okay. Thomas, you ready? Edison, you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, God.
Have we started saying names yet?
No!
Oh, that's Sarah Dahlstrom's fault. She's been all spreading her legs for everyone around town.
Oh, please. Let me guess, you got your bottle from Finn Bruce, or maybe Adrian Dubicki.
Boys! Carlotta Ozenberg was right about you.
Boys, boys! Hayden Coon and Katie Chase are about to be here. Bedsick!
Ah, they've been bedsick. Mansour Weezer's gonna come with Dana Crissimon, and they said that Hot Toss Haley's gonna make Sophie Konorowski a hive mind Riley, if you know what I mean.
Ali.
Andre Sanchez! Sorry, my kid was climbing up the ladder.
Mia Babadilla! Oh, Coco, Emily Faith, Willy, one of one. Okay, well, Maggie Moran is here. And
well, don't forget about Stinky L.
And Mackenzie.
Troy and Haley Coleslaw, if you don't put that down! Sorry, my kids have friends over.
They're just DJ Khaled sticker girls, you the best.
Thanks, Haley Nelson. Meg Wari, happy 4th of July!
I feel like a Jamie McBand to God.
Oh, please, Betsy. Say, have you seen Bank Ruby, Veronica, and Kyle?
Best friends in real life?
Yeah. I think I've seen them with Taylor Lanier and Luke Sin.
Megan Gooby.
Dave Iceberg, Michael McKinney, Lauren Barr, Right, Yes, Brunette Bombshell.
No! Hey!
Andre.
He's drunk. He's drunk again.
He's drunk.
Biggie Flynn, Andre, and Katie's friend.
Drunk man.
Bobby you need Goods, some Bobby Goods, Taylor don't Rydberg. You, Taylor Rydberg? Yeah.
Drunky.
I'll tell you
Drunky.
What.
Drunky.
He's a real cat girl in a dog world, wouldn't you say? Some Kane queen he is. Hey, Asim the Dream, is he still working with Sydney Jesser? Or were they at fantasy camp?
Mandy and Livy were at fantasy camp. That's where she met Charlie MacArthur.
Yeah. McGillrath. And
do you Sharon!
Think- Do you think Sharon was there, or was it Annie Helmer who said, Haley, yo.
No, Daphne said that with...
Macau.
Hannah Garlington was the president, and Maddie Mad Dog was the vice president.
In D.C.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Charlie Slinsky Jr., first president of the state. Haley, hello, Labrina Laverne, Lily Tiara.
Lorena Laverne.
Lily Tiara.
Lily Tiara. Ah, yes.
So the drunk... The drunk is here. Are you boys ready for battle now?
Yes, and I shall bring my friend.
Who?
Hey!
Hey! Wake up! We've got a battle to play. To fight, to win.
On the battlefield, there's us and them, there's them and us, there's us and them. On the battlefield, I'll be strong.
On the battlefield, I'll take my sword, I'll stab it in, I'll twist it nice. On the battlefield, there's us and them, there's us.
On the battlefield, it's me and you, it's them and us, and who will win this fight?
On the battlefield, we'll fight for the right to love each other.
I've had far too many donuts. I have a sugar like
I feel crash. Sick.
I feel it in my neck.
I feel like my neck, sweaty.
I'm like yeah.
Too much sugar. Way too much sugar. We need to go to the gym.
It doesn't help burn it out.
Yeah, well, we'll bring it down.
It's yes, also it the gym really? Closes at 2 today.
Shit.
Okay.
That means that they're
bye,
closed.
Guys. We'll see you at the
bonus
episode, of course.
Hey, Mitch.
Thank you, Mitch, for having us.
Tell me this,
for
Mitch.
Having us on your podcast.
Mitch, what do you want to plug?
Your show.
Oh, Ginger Twinsies, playing at the Orpheum Theater. Buy one, get one free preview. Start July 10th, and it runs through October 26th. Get your tickets now to see this hilarious, uproar-roaring parody of The Parent Trap. It'll be a hello-hantastic fun time.
And what else?
And my show on August 3rd at Bell House, which maybe you're going to be in, maybe? Grace Wright is going to do it.
I don't think so, because I am shooting a movie.
But it's on a Sunday if you're around. Do you want to be in it?
Sure.
Kyle will be in it with Grace Ryder, so it'll be a night to remember.
What do you want me to do in it?
I don't know.
Okay. See you in the bonus episode.
Bye.
Okay,
bye.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.